At any rate, man, I do appreciate you guys chiming in, and I appreciate our listening audience. And we'll see you next week. Next week, we're going to have a different president.
All right? We are, man.
But anyway, so
different discussion.
We'll see you next week. Same time, same place, same channel. And until that time, stay blessed.
NBC News on KCAA Loma Linda is sponsored by Teamsters Local 1932. Protecting the future of working families, Teamsters1932.org.
NBC News Radio, I'm Chris Caraggio.
Polls are showing the race for the White House is a toss-up just 2 days before the election. The final NBC News poll released today shows Vice President Harris and former President Trump locked in a dead heat. Each candidate received 49% support in the national poll. It's very close in key swing states as well. Vice President Harris holds slight leads in Nevada, North Carolina, Wisconsin, and Georgia, according to new polls from the New York Times, Philadelphia Inquirer, and Siena College. Their polling found Trump holding the edge in Arizona, while the two candidates were tied in Michigan and Pennsylvania. Vice President Harris says she has cast her ballot in this year's election. She revealed today that she completed and mailed in her ballot. Harris is registered to vote in California. Her running mate, Minnesota Governor Tim Walz, voted early in person last month in his home state alongside his son Gus. Former President Trump has yet to cast his vote. Starbucks has unveiled its new holiday cup collection. The theme this year is Merrier Together.
I'm Chris Caraggio, NBC News Radio.
Located in the heart of San Bernardino, California, the Teamsters Local 1932 Training Center is designed to train workers for high-demand, good-paying jobs in various industries throughout the Inland Empire. If you want a pathway to a high-paying job and the respect that comes with a union contract, visit 1932trainingcenter.org to enroll today. That's 1932trainingcenter.org.
Vote no on Measure S. Just 1%? One is the loneliest number that you'll ever see. It's a 1% pay cut to everyone. They say it's not much, pure deception, and they will always be back for more. Tell them that making big threats to the paychecks of public safety employees, firefighters, closing a firehouse, firing law enforcement, closing a senior center, and the kids' pool is unacceptable when you spend money like it's water. A nearby city raised their sales tax to 8.75%, and the result is over 100,000 square feet of empty retail space. What is a 1% sales increase of nothing? Nothing. Measure S is a terrible solution, a $7.3 million budget deficit, and the city manager got a $106,000 pay increase. Rewards for poor results? Tell them to do better and take less. Vote no on Measure S, just like you voted no on Measure E years back. Same bad deal. Protect our city and protect our local businesses. Vote no on Measure S, paid for by donations of local residents to the Urban Ingenuity PAC.
Once in a while, every so often, an educator comes to our school systems with passion and vision. That's Nicholas Dibbs.
I am Nicholas Dibbs, teacher running for school board here in Garden Grove Unified Trustee Area 1. And the district cut 10 intermediate school wood shop classes and 4 auto shop classes. We need these classes back so students can have a better future.
This is Nicholas Dibbs Opus.
Where many schools eliminate their wood shops, a project that they could really dig into.
No matter where you live across this country,
it feels like thrilling to see something that I've done being so important.
It feels nice because I know that a lot of people don't really think that kids can like really do stuff like this. They don't think that we can actually do big things.
Some leaders recognize that, others don't. But on November 5th, you can by voting for Nicholas Dibb.
Please support this effort so we can have quality vocational education.
And that's amazing.
Go to nickdibbs.org, NICKDIBS.org. Thank you.
Paid for by Dibbs for School Board 2024.
We've got to hire a new marshal, Derek Marshall. Your ballots are in the mail. Mail them in today. Now there's something to vote for because there's a new marshal in town. Vote Derek Marshall for 23rd Congress.
Y'all know we need to change Congress. The current Congress does nothing but fight with each other. They've forgotten why we sent them there, to work. Let's marshal and fix our problems at the border. A comprehensive plan, not political rhetoric and infighting.
Yes, there's a new marshal in town.
The rent is too darn high. Let's marshal in affordable housing and real affordable universal health care. Better union jobs.
The current Congress member put his party first and not people. But there's a new marshal in town.
Our incumbent party politician voted no on the recently passed bipartisan infrastructure bill. He voted no to $3 billion in new funds for our district and no to 35,000 new jobs right here at home. He said, we need a secure border, but now he's rolled it back to play politics. We need to marshal real solutions.
Vote for Derek Marshall, because we've got to hire a new Marshall, Derek Marshall. You can go to DerekMarshallCA.com, paid for by Derek Marshall for Congress.
My name is Derek Marshall, and I approve this message.
KCAA and KCAA Internet Television, the station that leaves no listener and no viewer behind.
So are you ready to embark on a journey towards inner peace where your real home resides? In a world that never stops, finding peace can feel impossible. Welcome to Inner Peace Radio, your sanctuary for self-discovery and mental clarity. I am your host, Lupe Garcia, and my co-host,
Brenda Cruz. We are sharing teachings based on Course of Miracles in English and Spanish.
Thank you for listening. You can join us now. So here's Brenda and I. Thank you for joining us this Sunday. Now it looks like the time zone has changed. Looks dark out. But it's still 6 o'clock. It's no later. Seems like time zone has changed. But here we are again. And welcome everybody to this Inner Peace show, this new segment. And we're going to begin with the Holy Instant so we can get our mind centered into this program and into what we are sharing, which is also a passion of ours, Brenda's and mine. And we're always in this mode of wanting to share what our passion is, which is the correction of our mind. And we're going to share with you all the Holy Instant at this moment. And I'll begin with this Holy Instant we give to you. Be you in charge, for all we want to do is follow you, certain that your direction will give us peace. And I'm going to share with you all my lesson for today, because it's always on the hour. Each lesson begins with about correct. Each lesson is really what it is. It's a forgiveness prayer. So every time we say it, we speak it, we think it, it corrects our mind and it brings us to our center. And today's lesson for today is, let me just get it here. Let not my world obscure the sight of Christ. I like the lesson for today because it brings me the understanding that if I want to keep thinking that everything I want it my way, then I will continue intervening into what the Spirit wants to show me, guide me, or show me the new sight of how to see things or how to look at a situation or a scenario. And the purpose of this lesson, let not my world obscure the sight of Christ, is letting me know to not intervene, to not impose my thoughts before those of my Father's, which are heavenly thoughts. And I'm going to read to you what it says, because I really like this lesson. It says, I can obscure my holy sight if I intrude my world upon it, nor can I behold the holy sights Christ looks upon unless it is his vision that I use. So this is an invitation that we let go of what we believe to be true and allow the Holy Spirit to show us his perception, so then we can use Christ's vision and see things differently. And when that's allowed, when we allow that to happen, because the Spirit that lies in us is always saying, allow me, permit me. He will not do anything to intervene unless you allow him, unless you give him permission. And that way our perception can be corrected. Perception is a mirror, not a fact. I really like this Brenda, I love what this says. Perception is a mirror, not a fact. It says, and what I look on is my state of mind. And that brings us back to recognizing that what we are thinking is not always true, is not always correct. And what we see outside, it's usually a mirror of what our thoughts are made up of. Be beliefs, be ideas, or be choices. It says here that what I look on is my state of mind. So the question is, what kind of state of mind do we want to have? Any idea?
No.
I do. I have one. Mm-hmm. I think that the state of mind that we are all searching for is a state of peace. State of a mental, a peaceful mind, peaceful mindset. The only way that we can encounter peace is allowing ourselves to be directed by that spirit, by the Holy Spirit, so he can give us this vision, this Christ vision, for our perception to be corrected and we could enter into a state of mind of peace. That's why this show is called Inner Peace Radio, because we want to access those moments of peace in our mind. And the only way that we can access them is allowing the Spirit to give us his perception and remove ours out of the way so that our ideas, our thoughts are removed and we get those of our fathers that are the true, the correct ones, and the holy ones. It says here, and what I look on is my state of mind reflected outward. So if there's anything that you're seeing that's not bringing you peace, that might be bringing you sadness, that might be bringing you any other emotion, fear, anger, it would be a good idea to ask yourself, Holy Spirit, ask the Holy Spirit, not yourself, because we want the Spirit to answer these questions. And we want to ask him, see this for me, see this situation, this scenario that I'm living in, or that I'm not liking, or why am I feeling this way? So that it could be shown to you differently in a way that you can understand and you can have clarity for that situation and then enter into peace. It continues like this. I would bless the world by looking on it through the eyes of Christ. If we get this new way of seeing, this new perception, then we can bless everyone that surrounds us. If we refuse to see this correction or don't want the corrected vision, then we are going to more than likely be in a state of conflict or confusion. But we will not be able to experience that state of peace. And then it says, and I will look upon the certain signs that all of my sins have been forgiven. What the lesson here is trying to tell us is that if we allow this correction in our mind, then we are allowed to see with the eyes of Christ. If we can see with the eyes of Christ, then we recognize our innocence, that we did not commit any sins, but that they were merely errors that were corrected. What do you think about this, Brenda?
I think a lot of things. I was thinking training my mind 4 years ago. And The Course of Miracles is a book, very, very deep, deep book. And if you read it like a normal book, so it's going to be boring, big, boring, a lot of things. Yes, theory. But when I accept that The Course of Miracles, it's a practice, is you are I'm going to see the result based on practice. And it's a big book showing the forgive in many ways, many. So I was thinking right now, when I was driving here to the radio, I was talking with one of my friends that I love her so much. She has been watching me before and after, like my family and a lot of friends, but she was talking to me about this change. And I was talking to her about a lot of miracles, a lot, because when I read something from the Course of Miracles that liked me, I said, okay, I like this phrase, and I want to put it in practice. And then I put it in practice, and I receive the answer. And one of the words said, if you put anything in the hands of the Holy Spirit, the Holy Spirit is always going to respond. If you don't get the answer that you want or something that give you peace, it's because the honesty is you are not put the things on the hands of the Holy Spirit. You don't trust. And I was thinking in a lot of things that have been happening to me that I put in the hands of the Holy Spirit. And now when I talk, I was talking with my friend, and she noticed that for me, it's been like normal talking about miracles, talking about happiness, talking about feeling good, talking about, even though with people that before I judge or I said I need to get out of this person because the bad energy that I know, now I know that it doesn't exist anybody bad energy. It's just thoughts that come from the ego. And then I was thinking about the word giving is what you receive. And then when I read in the Course of Miracles that says, if you put everything on the hands of the Holy Spirit, you will live in a way that you always are going to see miracles. And when you don't see the miracles, that is going to be strange, or when you feel a little bit of suffering. And that was happening to me in my life.
That's beautiful.
Yeah. When I feel something like something, any sense of fear, I said, oh, okay, so now it's strange. Yes. It's strange because I'm experimenting a lot of things that when I used to go to the church with my mom, the Catholic, or many places that I go, I ask to Jesus. And one of the questions that I asked to Jesus when in the Bible said, the end is not the, I would say in Spanish, help me translate.
Yeah.
La salvación está cerca.
The salvation is near.
Yeah. And I said, near, but you said this long time ago. I asked Jesus. And then there was another word that said, la salvación es personal.
Salvation is personal.
And I asked, how is personal? How it can be personal? And now I understand.
Correct. Because it has to be a personal experience.
The first answer, it was, okay, God, how do you say, la salvación está aquí.
Salvation is here.
So what we're talking about last time, that when we are experimenting sadness, any sense of feeling of lack, mm-hmm. we are in, ¿cómo se dice? En el infierno.
You are in hell.
You are in hell.
You're suffering.
You're suffering.
Yeah.
But in instant, with one decision with the Holy Spirit, you can come back home.
Correct.
And that's what Jesus answered. Mm-hmm.
That the salvation
is here and it's now and can happen. It can happen.
It's accessible.
Yes.
It's available for
everyone.
It's
available, and now I understand it. Mm-hmm. Okay? And now I understand the salvation is personal because nobody can correct the mind for you. Nobody can choose what you're feeling or how you can feel.
Correct.
It's always yourself. Because I was asking also, Jesus, I said, because why people give so many advice to other? You need to feel like this, don't do this, don't do that. And nothing changed. Or a church, please, hermanos, do this and this and this and this. And the person still suffering.
Because they're just listening, but they're not correcting their mind.
That's right.
With
that's
the
right.
Hand of the Spirit.
And in any time, in anything, you always are choosing how you feel. Depend how thoughts you let in your mind.
And I believe that a lot of times when we are taught the truth, but we're listening, but we're not putting into practice, mm-hmm. is the true experience. Mm-hmm. Because a lot of times in the pews, in any type of religion, they could be listening to the truth. Mm-hmm. But if they don't put it into practice and aren't taught how, it's not as accessible or as easy for them to see miracles as we are now that we've put The Course in Miracles, which is a book for the psyche, which is a book for the mind. I think that putting into practice and what you mentioned about it has to be an experience. Mm-hmm. A lot of times in Christianity, we are told that we have to have a relationship with God, which is a beautiful idea, and it's a beautiful thing to have. But in truth, more than a relationship, it has to be an experience. You have to live Christ in you. You have to live these miracles that you're mentioning to be able to begin that journey of trust. Because you said in the beginning, we're not trusting. Mm-hmm. And we're letting go little by little. And it's as we let go and we allow the Holy Spirit to make these mental corrections in our mind, knowing that He's going to respond, knowing that we're going to be able to see things in a different way that brings peace to you and to your family, your partner, your kids, in your everyday life. And the more you see these miracles, then that trust begins to enhance, get bigger and bigger and bigger. And then you're like, okay, my life is changing radically. Mm-hmm. From like, I always say the full circle, is it 180 or 360? Mm-hmm. I'm not sure what it is. But it's a complete redo.
Change.
A reset of your mind.
Yeah.
And I think this other idea that came to me is that we also have a lot of our ideas, our beliefs, and our thought system is all in our subconscious, that a lot of times we're behaving in patterns, in ways from either the way society taught us, cultural society, or our upbringings from when we were children, mm-hmm. and how we were taught. That mm-hmm. It's been coming down from generation to generation that a lot of the beliefs aren't true, and we're still carrying them. And mm-hmm. then when we make these corrections by the hand of the Spirit, knowing that, you know, it wasn't true, then a lot of those pillars that were lifting up these ideas fall to the ground mm-hmm. with nothing to hold on to. And mm-hmm. that's why the mental correction is so powerful. Mm-hmm. And these miracles are shown so perfectly.
Yeah. This illusion work is the belief system.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of beliefs. Correct. And everyone responds to any program. If you go to the church, you have a church program. Correct. If you're a mom, you have a mom program. If you're dad, you had a dad program. Mm-hmm. Any program, you are like an actor to this movie that we call the war.
Life experience.
Life experience. And the Course of Miracles that is practiced is always bring us to the peace. Always. In any program that we are playing the role. And this Course of Miracles is another program, another Correct. System, another beliefs. But in the whole book, it takes you to the innocence.
Of everybody.
And for everybody.
Correct.
And it takes us to believe in the immortality. And the eternal.
That we're eternal beings.
And our true. Nuestra yes. verdad.
It brings us back to our truth, but it shows us who our true identity mm-hmm. as a child of God. Mm-hmm. A true identity as a son of God. And when we start to embrace the truth, that's when we start experiencing these changes that you were telling your friend mm-hmm. of peace and fulfillment and happiness mm-hmm. that we didn't feel many years back before we were presented this new, like you say, this new mental correction or type. The Book of Miracles is a new way of thinking, a new way of another system, like you said. But that's, it's bringing us back home to our true identity as children of God, bringing us out of duality, bringing us out of the good and bad, the pretty and the ugly, and recognizing the power we have as children of God in our mind, because the Holy Spirit, which is the true fortitude or power that comes from heaven to make these changes so quickly in our mind and so fast.
Yeah.
Because for me to experience this, and the course lessons are from day one to 365 days, it's a lesson a day to be able to reset our mind to the truth that we are and take one thought at a time and correct it, remove it, and purify the mind so that the holy thoughts of God can be inserted in replacement of those that were not correct.
Yes. The Course of Miracles talk about we can short the time doing the forgiveness, because I hear a lot in many reels or in the social media that we are made from energy, we are energy, and this is the word, this is an illusion, the time is an illusion, this time and space is an illusion. I said, okay, it's good to know that, it's good, but how I can get out of this? Because I'm always asking for, like, how?
Show me
how. Okay, because the information is really good. I can, okay, and I can tell, okay, this is an illusion, the time doesn't exist. But no, I can still feel in something, watching something.
But you're
something.
Still living in time.
Yes. Yes. I see myself as a human.
Go ahead. Yeah.
And that's what I asked. Okay, the Course of Miracles. And I asked Jesus in the Course of Miracles. I said, how can I get out of this? And the Course of Miracles said, do not believe in anything.
It's
don't make it real. And I have an example. I was arriving home, and my husband told me, hey, did you hear what happened in Spain? No, I don't know. And he started like, look, it's this is happening, and show me pictures, a lot of pictures. And in my social media, it's always talking about this. And my phone, no, it's nothing about that. And when I started, I said, okay, John, what do you think about this? He said, okay, no, never mind. I started to having fear of this. I make it real. Okay, never mind.
So and he corrected himself.
He corrected the mind immediately.
Yeah.
But I said, wow, so the Holy Spirit or anything what is happening in our mind, if we have fear, even the social media or anything, the projection is going to start like throwing things in the social media and in your mind, thoughts, correct. And be like, do you remember like this virus that correct. You let in your mind? Mm-hmm. And then it's a lot of things coming.
And I like what you're saying, because I just read this. It says perception is a mirror, but not a fact. Mm-hmm. So if you allow any idea, like you mentioned, that is not coming from heaven, that is part of this timeline, that it's part of this world, but it brings fear, then that is where we have to make the choice of not putting value into it, not putting that mustard seed of faith or power to hold it up as a truth. Because if it's devastating, like we see in the news, that it's things happening in the world. And if it's devastating, why would we want to put our mustard seed of faith or belief on that? We wouldn't. Mm-hmm. We don't want to hold it up. Because just as the power is in that mustard seed of belief, in your choice, in your decision, you're giving it value. And once you give it value, even if it's something that's devastating, we're holding it up with our mind because humanity as a whole is one.
And when we were talking with my husband, the first phrase of forgiveness, this Course Miracles is practice, but not just repeating like a mantra, blah, blah, blah. No, feel it and believe it with the strength from all the bottom of your heart. Like, I trust in this and I say it and I like a feeling like a power inside you.
I think there's a scripture in the Bible that says something like, love God above all things with all your heart and all your mind. Meaning, with that intensity of your soul,
mm-hmm.
with that conviction,
yes,
with that decision that
we have that power.
You don't correct, and with the power of heaven that's holding you, once you mm-hmm. unite your will with that of the Father's, that power is available for you.
Yeah.
And that's the one we have to use when we're doing these practices.
Yeah, I will say this phrase that came to my mind when I was talking with my husband in that situation. That is a phrase of forgiveness that I use it when things when like that happen.
Mm-hmm.
Is this, when I will forgive this and this, it will disappear.
Correct.
And I don't feel like anything, like, Father, I already give it to you.
Correct. And that is true faith. You mm-hmm. know why? Because you're honoring your Father with all of your heart and with all your mind, believing that his word is true and putting his word into practice. Because if he says, I will disappear it, it will not affect you, then you will not live it in your experience.
Mm-hmm.
But because you're saying, take it.
Trust.
And only, you're trusting. But I always like to explain that this movement is celestial, is from heaven. So the Holy Spirit that works in the invisible handles it from the root and disappears it. And we don't get to experience it.
Mm-hmm.
We don't get to live that devastation or whatever it is that we're seeing that can ignite any type of fear or unsettling of our spirit. But because we're trusting and releasing it into the hands of He who knows all.
Yeah. And imagine the power that we have, because God said that we have the same characteristic that He has.
Correct.
And if you give it to the Holy Spirit, and then you forgive about that, okay? I give it to you, and I don't need to worry about it.
Correct.
Yeah, you know, when I'm going to put an example. For example, when you have something, someone who you trust, mm-hmm. and you have your little kids and go to a date with your husband, you leave your kids, and you're not being worried about it?
No.
No, like calling or exciting or anything? No.
Correct.
It's the same thing. You go, okay, you let the kids, and then you go with your husband, have a good time, and you forget about everything. You're having your time. You're not thinking, oh, it's gonna, and if you don't trust, you're thinking, oh, what's going to happen? How's going to be the kids?
You don't have a good
blah,
time
blah, 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 blah.
You're not
being
present.
No.
You're not being present. No. And that's where we miss the holy instant.
Yep.
Then you're not actually not even being there with mm-hmm. your spouse, having that date night.
And when we don't have the mind trained, those things can happen.
And you're worried and you don't have a good
worry
time.
Worry about, oh my goodness, worry.
You end up arguing with the husband because you're worried.
Worrying about the bus, worry about the future, worry about right now. Worry. And you know what about the worry? I was listening too much, that we have been having this belief or idea that being worried is because you love someone.
It's a misperception.
It's
a misperception.
And when people talk about this, I've been worried about my dad. I've been worried about my kids. Like, I really, like, hey, listen to me. I really love them.
When you say that, though, I think we've all I'm going to thank God. This mm-hmm. is the month of gratitude, and that's what I'm sharing this month. But I'm really going to thank the Father for that correction in my mind, because we it's like if we tricked ourselves into thinking that mm-hmm. we're being good, we're doing the right thing by mm-hmm. worrying, but we're really protecting that script or that person to look like a good mom,
mm-hmm.
to look anything. Like we're being a good
specialist.
Yeah, you're wanting to protect the image you have or that others have about you as a mom
mm-hmm.
or as a daughter or mm-hmm. as a wife, but you're not in your true essence, which is a daughter of God or a son of God.
Yes, and if the person see with honesty, will see that always protecting the image.
It's protecting the image.
And the people it will see that they see from this is the ego, is the fear.
It's kind of the ego.
It's the fear.
Yep, because I think everywhere in the Bible and in Scripture, in the Holy Course of Miracles, tells us that fear doesn't come from God, that He didn't create it, that it's not part of His characteristics. So if this is what's moving us in this world, besides guilt, judgment, and fear, fear is like seeing it like a figment of our imagination. I like in one of the lessons it tells us it's like a light cloud that just dissipates once you give it over to the Spirit of God, once you give it to the Holy Spirit. It's like a neblina, it says. Mm-hmm. It's like a light cloud that just disappears into the nothingness that it is. And we put so much value into the things that scare us, that worry us, or that give us fear. And that's, I think, our responsibility, in all honesty, to look at it, to see it, and to release it into the hands of the Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
So it can get disappeared.
So we can't change the past.
Correct.
We can't come back and fix anything. We can't. So last time, and these examples, it comes from my mind because, you know, today is November, and the celebration of you go to the
is
to
it
see
all
the
Saints Day or all
no the
all.
Celebration los Día de los Muertos.
Oh, the Day of the Dead.
Uh huh. Mm-hmm. I don't know if Americans do this or go to the ¿cómo se dice?
To the los, cemetery.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I don't know, but
it's like a cultural. It's more like I'm gonna say Latin or Hispanic traditions, mm-hmm, where they go and celebrate their beloved ones that have passed, and they call it the Day of the Dead. Mm-hmm. I like, in Spanish, it sounds a little bit better when they say, like, El Día de Todos los Fieles Difuntos. But either way, it's people who have passed. It's like the faithful departed is what it is. And I like to hear that more than the Day of the Dead. It just sounds more...
What was the
creepy?
What was the new one?
The faithful departed.
Okay,
they have
still
departed. Still. They're still not here. It just sounds a little bit prettier.
Oh my gosh,
it still
sounds
thing.
Funny.
Yeah.
Okay, but with this this time with this example, you know, the when you're ready or you like ask for I don't want to be suffering because I don't have this person no more. The Holy Spirit will give you a new perception about that. And I remember I was talking with one of my sister, auntie?
Uh-huh.
Auntie?
Auntie, uh-huh.
Okay. So she used to suffer a lot because her daughter died.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And so she always was like feeling sad, feeling depressed, and she think with feeling like that she loved her
she
more. She's showing love.
Showing love.
Okay.
By suffering.
Yeah, and when I had the opportunity to talk with her, I said, "Okay, just for a second, change place with your daughter. Imagine."
Good idea.
Yeah, that was a good idea. Imagine that you
inspired
go
inspired by the Spirit, I'm sure.
Yes. Yes, because I said imagine you are not here with body, but you are here with the Spirit. And you go, but your daughter's still here. You would like to see your daughter like suffering like you? You would like to see your daughter being depressed and feeling like there's nothing else for being happy in this world? You would like this?
What did she say?
She said, "No, of course." And this is the parallel
uh-huh,
with God to us.
Correct.
God doesn't want their kids suffering. Being sad, suffering, killing each other.
None of us do, because we don't even want that for our own kids.
It's the same.
It's the same. That is true.
And then the only thing that we can do is like
the ego, though. The ego tricks us. Uh-huh. He puts that in our mind, thinking that if we're in a state of suffering, we're showing love.
Yes, that's a big mistake.
You know, I told my mom something similar to that when my when my daddy passed. But what I would tell, or what I've told even my nieces too, I've shared with them. I said, when you're in a state of happiness, is when your loved ones can access you or see you. Mm-hmm. But when you're because they're in a state of fulfillment and mm-hmm. happiness. So I tell my mom when she gets sad or she's like down, I tell her, I said, Dad can't see you because you're not in the same state of joy that he's in. And when you're in a state of happiness and joy, then he can see you. You can beautiful. Unite. Mm-hmm. So that is a beautiful way to see it. And then, but I just went to a funeral mm-hmm. just recently with a friend. And when we were at the burial and we were there at the funeral and they were putting down the casket, I asked the Holy Spirit, show me this a different way, please. I want to see this through your eyes, just mm-hmm. like the lesson says, through the eyes of Christ. Show me, please. And he basically told me, the body's nothing. It is nothing and it has been nothing. But he showed me, he says, but this daughter of mine, who was love, who is love, reunites with love. Because mm-hmm. God is love. So he just said, love returns to love and the body becomes nothing like it, you know, because it comes from clay, from the dirt. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Scripture says we were made from clay.
Yes, but
it was a beautiful way to see it.
It is. But I just want to be clear. I think we talked about this last time, but I want to repeat it again, that we cannot be waiting to be with God when we let this body. Correct. We now can feel this joy.
You can, yes. And that is something I've been teaching in these days on my lives on Facebook, because I've been talking about gratitude. But this same concept of as children of God, we need to bring heaven down to earth and not try to sanctify everything here on earth. But if you're living as a child of God, then heaven already accompanies you wherever you go mm-hmm. and wherever you're at.
Yes.
It's the mindset.
Yes, because when you're like walking right now here in this world, like in heaven, it's the feeling of peace, the feeling of fulfillment.
Completeness.
You are not like praying for something out of you. You always feel complete.
Correct. And the trick of the ego is
let you
that
feel
peace
luck.
Is outside of us.
Yes.
That love is outside of us. Someone has to provide it to mm-hmm. us. Mm-hmm. A partner.
Or you have to do a lot of things to make happy. And receive it and make happy.
Or to accept it. That's true.
That's true. Wow.
And that is a trick. That is a complete lie.
This is the game. So when I understand, okay, because, you know, this is so popular that we're asking, what is my purpose in this life? Why am I here? What can I do? Blah, blah, blah. Oh, of course, I ask myself those questions. And now it's like I have a certainty. Mm-hmm. So I'm here playing this game and removing the ego from my psyche. Okay. This is my everyday thought. Today I said, God, I want your thoughts.
Correct.
I don't want to hear the other voice. I want to hear your voice. And I know you will talk to me. Correct. So what can I say in the peace radio today? How can I move? How can I, how? It's like a relationship. It's like a beautiful relationship that I have now.
I call it a love story. It's a love story. That's why I'm always in romance mode. It's a beautiful love story of your experience with that of your father's.
Mm-hmm.
And the link between the two, which is the Holy Spirit.
And, you know, everybody's talking about the love, that we want love, we want to receive love, we want to give love, blah, blah, blah. And I said, okay, but we have an idea how to show love, receive love, give love. And it's something
that you... Disney.
Yeah.
Disney movies.
Yes, of course. And it's...
or romantic soap opera.
Uh-huh. And it looked like, oh my God, it's very hard to keep that love. It's very hard, like, because you're working for give that love, and then with your kids, with your husband, with your friends, and then any mistake,
nobody even pays attention to the things you do a lot of times.
Uh-huh, because it was come from the lackness, come from the love that we have,
that we've
the
learned
ideas that we
learn.
And then I ask Jesus, because always respond in the Course of Miracles, and it said, perfect. The only pure love that you can show in this world, it's with the forgiveness.
The forgiveness prayer is the atonement mm-hmm. prayer from A Course in Miracles. Mm-hmm. And it's just releasing your thoughts that aren't from
yes.
heaven into the hands of the Spirit.
Mm-hmm. And I want to say something. If somebody's listening, I would like to hear very carefully, because you can put it in practice. Since I hope I can express very, very, very clear this, and put it in practice this month, the month of gratitude. When you have the time with any situation that make you feel something with any people, and then after this, you feel that lack in your body, like sense of pain or something, it does not matter if someone says something, someone scream in the street, someone smash your fingers with the door, that's no matter what. Put this in practice, what I'm going to say right now. Act like this person doesn't do anything. And do not judge in the mind. Just breathe and just let it go. Put it in practice and act like if nothing happened. If your partner, your husband, your wife, and forget about put sugar in the cafe, just, okay, no, put sugar. Don't say, hey, what happened with the sugar? No, just do not judge and act like if she put the sugar, like, okay, you put the sugar in. Like, keep it normal. Like, keep the very good feeling, like treat the person like never do anything. Put it in practice. Put it in practice and you will see the result.
And then you can call us in.
Yes,
at 909-383-1000 here mm-hmm. to the station at KCAA Radio. Please call us in and mm-hmm. let us know how you did with Brenda's homework. Mm-hmm. Give us your experience. We'd love to hear from you. Again, the phone number to call is 909-383-1000.
Yes. And I will add this phrase of the Course of Miracles that comes with this example. If I be the other person who do this or say this, how would I to be treated? Did I say it right?
Uh-huh. How you want to be treated.
How you want to be treated. So practice and how Lupe
and
said, please,
call us in and let us know how you did.
And let us know.
I'm going to read to you just a little bit of how the forgiveness prayer goes. And it's the Holy Spirit is the mediator between the illusions or what are our wrong perception, because we cannot see correctly, because I say this a lot, our eyes or our perception is always incorrect, because most of the time it's being guided by the ego or by our wrong mind. And so the Holy Spirit mediates between the illusions and the truth. He is the bridge and the gap between reality and dreams. The perception leads to knowledge through the grace that God has given him, the Holy Spirit. So he is a gift to all of us, and we all have the Holy Spirit in us, in our mind. He is the one that helps. When we allow his correction, that is the forgiveness prayer that Brenda is asking you or showing you how to practice over the week before we meet again on Sunday. It says that when we accept the Father's gift, which is the Holy Spirit, it is a call from love to love, that it be Him The Holy Spirit is our gift. And in quietness, because he is in the quiet and the invisible, of heaven is restored to God's beloved Son. And that is what Brenda and I begin to experience. We begin to experience heaven on earth. And it's a beautiful thing. And that is why we are so passionate in sharing it with our audience, especially during this time of Inner Peace Radio. It says, would you refuse to take the function of completing God when all he wills is that you be complete? And Brenda and I are starting to feel this completion. Mm-hmm. It's been a process. Mm-hmm. It's been a couple of years. I think I'm going to say it took me about 3 years to feel this completion, mm-hmm, or this security. But it's been a complete, I will never stop practicing it, I think. Because of the truth behind it, because of the quickness, because it works so fast. I don't have to wait on it or on anyone, because he, yes, is immediate. Yeah. And he brings us to a place of peace always.
Yes. You know, you're talking about the gratitude, and the through gratitude, the deep, deep, deep gratitude. And I experimented that with myself. You know, sometimes I've been waiting for gratitude come from outside. Of course, my ego wants
from
to
other
be
people.
Wants to be recognized.
Yeah, well, but we're gonna give them.
But I said, wow, I'm feeling happy with myself. I'm feeling very grateful with me, with my dedication, because I experimenting this, how do you say, this frutos?
The fruit. The fruit. You're bearing the fruit of your seeds.
Yeah. And right now, you're talking that I feel, right now, I feel like in heaven, in this conversation, in this situation, like always I feel that I belong to everywhere.
Correct.
I belong to everywhere. And I remember when I was, you know, I born in El Salvador, in a very poor family, very lack about material in my life. And wow, I can't even imagine how many things that I will enjoy that I have in right now. Many things, but I remember in the Bible when said, no solo del pan vive el hombre, sino de la palabra de Dios. Can you
correct
say that?
Yeah, I'll translate. It says, not only of bread does man live, but by the word of God alone.
Yeah, and I can't even imagine how can I experiment that.
But you are experimenting it.
Now, yes. I sometimes when I'm talking about the truth, mm-hmm, I don't even feel hungry. Comiendo.
You don't get hungry.
Uh-huh.
Because you don't feel time.
I forget, and I feel, and I also remove that bad, this is the not true belief that food make me energy. It's
food
not,
gives you energy.
It's not true.
Because you've been able to experience the difference.
Yes.
Now, that is very true. Very, very true, because I've experienced it as well. But when you, have you experienced... Now, this is a direct question to, mm-hmm, you, Brenda. Have you experienced to be in a state of gratitude?
Yes.
And it's different,
time.
Isn't,
yes,
it? I'm going to say to what you shared of feeling grateful for all you've done to be where you are today and all the transformation that you've brought, because it is a choice. It is your responsibility and it is your hard work, I'm going to say, to wake up every morning and say, Father, you show me, Holy Jesus, and this stern questioning, teach me, change me, show me, how am I going to do this? Mm-hmm. And I love that. But a state of gratitude emerges from the inside out, and it's something that you can't even express because it doesn't come from us. It comes from the spirit within. Have you experienced that before?
Yes.
It's automatic. It's like, mm-hmm, you just can't stop saying thank you, thank you, thank you,
yeah,
thank you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's a state of gratitude.
State
it's
of
different.
Gratitude.
Yeah.
And even though the state of gratitude, so I never thought that we can have this like grateful from the people who do something very bad, mm-hmm, you know? And for example, we hear with the Course of Miracles because someone in our life make our life miserable, right?
Oh, the reason we ended up here? Well, I'm going to say that it wasn't someone. I think my journey began because I realized I couldn't. I knew it was me.
But just yourself? You were the bad guy?
I had
a bad guy in, always, bad yeah. in your life.
Okay. I had to blame someone.
Right? Yes, of course.
He teaches us to blame everyone on the outside.
But now I said, okay, if someone is listening, and you don't need a bad person to push you in the right direction. You don't need it. If you said, okay, I want to go in the right direction, and I talk with God, and I pray with the Holy Spirit, and I go into my truth.
Correct.
Perfect. You don't have, nobody needs no. to yeah. go in the suffering way.
Too. We don't need to.
It's a lie.
It's not true.
But most of the time, we are like robots, like zombies in our life, thinking, because for me it was normal, thinking about, okay, this is my life, this is lo que me tocó. How do you say that?
What? It's like my destiny.
Yes, my destiny. So I born, I have kids, family, I fight with them, I've been mad, and then I die.
Okay. That's no life.
No, that's not life, but that's a lie. Lie.
It is a lie. But how many out there are living?
And
this
then,
way? Oh my gosh.
And then one of the characters of my movie in my life start doing my life miserable.
But no one can.
No,
and okay. that's a lie too.
Okay, but this situation now I'm very thankful. For example, for me, for my oldest daughter, I said, "Thank you so much." Oh my gosh.
Because you can see it now.
I can see it now. Why the situation? Why I was so mad? Why I was so controlling? And I can enter in this situation of gratitude. And with my teacher from the Course of Miracles, Sebastian Mora, oh my gosh. He did a lot of things that I didn't like it. But now I said, wow. Now I feel the gratitude.
I understand.
I feel the gratitude.
Yeah, in the beginning, it's a process.
Yes.
And a lot of times the ego doesn't want us
but the Course of Miracles
to pursue it.
Give me the answer of why these things happen.
Correct.
Because for myself, I can make a lot of, how do you say, I can make a lot of, how do you say, como explicaciones. Como
you can have a lot of explanations.
Mm-hmm. Or interpretations.
Interpretations.
But not the right ones.
Correct.
All of them
Correct.
Are come from egos. Just the Holy Spirit give you the right interpretation.
Correct. And that's the reason we began to share this, because that is the reason we began to share this knowledge, because it's so essential, and both Brenda and I are so passionate to share it. I'm going to end with the prayer real quick of my lesson, which is beautiful. So it says, you lead me, and we're speaking to the Holy Spirit. It says, Holy Spirit, you lead me from the darkness to the light, from sin to holiness. Let me forgive and thus receive salvation for the world. It is your gift, my Father, given me to offer to your Holy Son, that he may find again the memory of you, and of your Son as you created him. So this prayer is just letting us know that we're coming back home and that we are going to remember who we really are, which we are the children of God. Thank you for joining us. We appreciate that you hang out with us on Sunday evenings. Continue to do so, because we'll be coming with more content to share. And thank you all for listening.
Thank you for listening. At Inner Peace Radio, we provide ways to cultivate mindfulness, embrace meditation, and nurture your soul.
I'm Brenda, and for more information about psychotherapy service, please reach me at 909-678-0617. Mi nombre es Brenda, y si quieres más información para sesiones privadas de psicoterapia, por favor llama al 909-678-0617.
And I am Lupe. You can reach me at my website, embracepeace.com, and you can book a session there. Thank you for listening.
You're listening to KCAA Loma Linda at 106.5 FM, K293CF Moreno Valley.
You're listening to an encore presentation of this program, KCAA, the Inland Talk Express.
The views and opinions expressed by individuals on the following program do not necessarily reflect those of the network, Guys Guy Radio, and its